Despite challenges, OC Community provides Thanksgiving meals to low-income families. As a line began to form in front of the Orange County Food Bank in Garden Grove, California, Stanton's Mayor David Shaver looked over elderly residents holding grocery bags that would soon be filled with free and discounted food. "This is one of the many reasons I do public service," Shaver told the Epoch Times with a smile on his face at a regular giveaway November 21. To ensure local families in need can celebrate Thanksgiving, food pantries in Stanton and the food bank have been working hand in hand, Shaver said. For the past few years, he and George Gratchen, founder of Buena Park-based nonprofit Friends of Families, worked to provide turkeys at food distribution. But Gratchen said this year's preparation, for his organization's November 19 giveaway in Stanton, had been particularly challenging. Anticipating turkey shortages, Gratchen said he had networked extensively weeks before to find the best options to feed thousands. Gratchen's team contacted a South African wholesaler recommended by a distribution company in Chicago with which he has previous business dealings. The wholesaler agreed to ship the turkeys once it received the $6,240 deposit. "And that's when things started to get squirrely," Gratchen told the Epoch Times. After the deposit was made, the wholesaler asked them to order more turkeys to fill the shipping container, to which they agreed. But then the company's representative started giving them different shipping dates that were too close to or after the Thanksgiving holiday, according to Gratchen. Soon after, the shipment location was also changed multiple times between South Africa and South America, he said. Concerned by the uncertainty, Gratchen requested a refund of the deposit 3 weeks ago, but has not heard back. Despite the challenges, Gratchen, Shaver, and the volunteers pulled together resources by buying turkeys from Costco and found local companies that donated chickens, bread, vegetables, and even Korean barbecue ribs. On November 19, more than 600 low-income families went home with boxes of food, and diapers, for those with babies at home, for the holiday. Among them was a young mother of 6 children, Shaver said. "Thank you for what you're giving me," she said, Shaver recalled. "I was a drug addict. I used to live on the streets, and my husband's dead. Recently out of rehabilitation," according to Shaver, she asked if she could come back with her family next year to help with the food handout. "Now that's what I'm paying it forward, people," Shaver said. He credits God's oversight and community participation for the success of this year's event. "This was meant to be, and everybody I know came together and made it happen," Shaver said. "If people have the ability to help and they do not do it, it does not happen. Always remember that no good deed goes unpunished."